WRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Welcome to Maryville High School for tonight's matchup between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles. You're listening to Lady Spoofhounds basketball action here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media App. I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you for joining with me tonight. Maryville coming off a nice win last week against Cameron, 66-29, a profound victory led by Alyssa Cunningham, Jaylee Price, and Claire Walters down low as well, getting some work down there last week. The great win, great team win. They looked really solid and hoping to bring that same momentum coming into this week. Now, Bishop LeBlanc coming in here 6-10 on the season so far, but Bishop LeBlanc knows Maryville. They've known him for the last couple of years. Maryville does lead this series all-time 18-12. Bishop LeBlanc did win last year's matchup 56-37. Pretty handedly last year, and the last Maryville win over Bishop LeBlanc was back on January 20th, 2022, where Maryville won that game 57-51. So Maryville against Bishop LeBlanc the last couple of years has not gone their way, but they're hoping to come into Maryville High School at home, get a win over Bishop LeBlanc, continue the winning streak, and get into conference play a little bit more confident coming down to it. Another MEC matchup here tonight. Conference victories are so important, especially when you want to go getting down into the later months of February and into March whenever you start playoff time. It is very important to get these wins, and especially here tonight, Friday night, Maryville High School is getting pretty packed here with about 6 minutes left until tip-off, but Maryville hoping to get their first victory over Bishop LeBlanc in about 2 years, so really high stakes for them as well. And at 8-6, they're kind of on that bubble of in the middle of their conference, and if they want to come away with this win, going 9-6 versus a team like Bishop LeBlanc in your conference is pretty impressive. So Maryville has a lot on their plate. You're listening to Lady Spoofhounds basketball action here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media App. We'll be right back with some more pregame starting lineups and the national anthem. You're again listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media App. We'll be right back after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years, Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or TwaddleRealty.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is at UnitedFiber.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
And welcome back inside Maryville High School here. Pre-game segment here before the tip-off between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Like I was mentioning before we went off to break, Maryville has not beaten Bishop LeBlanc in about 2 years. The last win came back in January 20th of 2022, where Maryville beat 157-51. Bishop LeBlanc won last year's matchup 56-37. So Maryville trying to get their first win over the Golden Eagles here in hopes that they can get a nice win here on a Friday night packed out here at Maryville High School for this varsity matchup. And last win for Maryville, like I mentioned at the last break, beat Cameron 66-29. A great victory led all the way by Alyssa Cunningham, Claire Walters, and Jaylee Price. Two senior leaders there, and Walters holding it down in the paint. Three great leaders for this team and three players that you're going to have to watch out for big time here. If you're Bishop LeBlanc, the chemistry by Maryville has been, at the start of the season, a little bit rocky with a loss to Chillicothe, but then a four-game winning streak and then a three-game losing streak across Christmas break. But they're back here in winning fashion, winning three after that against Falls City, West Platte, and East Buchanan. Two losses after that and a win against Cameron. So hoping to get another winning streak started for Maryville coming into conference play. MEC, a tough conference to play in as it is, and any win in this high school conference is a big-time thing, and especially against a rival like Bishop LeBlanc here inside Maryville High School. But with about 2 minutes and 49 seconds left to play, we'll be right back after some more messages here on the pregame. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back for more Lady Spoofhound basketball.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to the Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And from State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville or via call or text at 660-562-3882. Support also comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. This broadcast is also underwritten by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Spoofhound basketball.
Support for today's game is brought to you by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. Learn their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. And from HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com, licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions, Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. Support also comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach their financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones in Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're listening to Spoof Hound Basketball with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
And welcome back inside Maryville High School after the national anthem and starting lineups have been announced. We are just ready for tip-off. Starting lineups for Bishop LeBlanc, number 5, Brensley Fox, number 15, Kendall Cuthart, number 20, Daisy Harshman, and number 21, Claire Heater. And for the Maryville Spoof Hounds, starting at guard, number 1, Briley Acklin. At forward, number 10, Alyssa Cunningham. At guard, number 12, Jaylee Price. At the other guard position, number 15, Peyton Kurz. And rounding it down in the middle, number 23, Claire Walter. Lineups have been set. National anthem has been played. We are ready to have another in-conference matchup. Girls Spoof Hound varsity basketball against Bishop LeBlanc. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Whistle has been blown. Tip-off is set, and it'll go to the Golden Eagles. Starting it off with the ball, Daisy Harshman brings the pass half-court, bringing guard tightly by Briley Acklin. Harshman gets it over to Brensley Fox. Fox moves right along the perimeter. She swings it on over to Claire Heater. Heater staying on the right elbow. Back over to Heatman in the right wing. Peyton Kurz at the very top with her. Good man-to-man defense here by Maryville. They had that against Cameron last week, playing tight defense down low. Heatman puts up a 2. No good. Rebounded by Claire Walter. And Maryville gets set for their first possession here in the game. Jaylee Price brings it past half court. She's going to get over to Walter. Around the perimeter, back at the high elbow. Swings it back over to Cunningham. At the top elbow, back to Walter. Walter swings it back over to Cunningham. Along that right wing, all the way over to Acklin. Back to Price. Price is going to be along the baseline. Puts up a floater, no good. Blocked and rebounded by the Golden Eagles. And a jump ball is going to be called. Great job by Jaylee Price to stick with the ball off the rebound. And it, possession arrow is going to favor Maryville. Staines Spoof Hound basketball. Both teams 0-for-1 on their first possession. We'll see if who can crack the scoreboard first. Caden Kurz to inbound the ball. She's going to have to get it in quick. Cunningham backs down her defender, puts up a shot, and it goes for Alyssa Cunningham. Put the shoulder in and puts a nice 2-foot shot. And Maryville leads now 2-0. Carthart over to Heater. Brinsley Fox bringing it down low. Ends it off to Heater down low. Great pass. Good find there from Fox to Heater down low. And Heater has 2 points for the Golden Eagles, and we're tied at 2. Jaylee Price with the ball over to Kurz on the right block. Over to Cunningham along the perimeter. Down to Claire Walter, down at the free throw stripe. Up to Kurz on the right side. Back over to Acklett down the right wing. She's going to throw it on down to Walter. Walter's going to try and get the ball, and it goes off the hands. It'll go back to Bishop LeBlanc. Good find there by Acklin. Good luck. Just couldn't bring it in from Walter's end. Could have had herself good opportunity, but it'll end up going back to the Golden Eagles. Inbound. It's tipped, and it's stolen away by Kurz off the inbound, and Kurz is going to score it off the steal. Good defense by Acklin to tip the ball, and an even better job by Kurz to put it up. And Price has given Bishop LeBlanc a little bit of a hard time to inbound this one. Brensley Fox with the ball, guarded tightly by Cunningham. A little bit of a press coverage out of the inbound. Sends it down low to Carthart. Carthart spins. Good defense by Kurz staying up. Claire Heater with the ball. Back up to Harshman. Harshman moving down low. Floater shot rolls in. And Bishop LeBlanc ties it up at 4 off the floater shot off of Fox. Price with the ball, moving the ball past half court. Getting it set up for the Hounds. Up to Kurz. Right block. She's going to move down low. Puts up a nice layup attempt. It just rolls off the left side of the rim. And it'll be rebounded by the Golden Eagles. With 5:40 to play, this game's tied at 4. Cunningham's going to get called for the blocking foul. Coming down low off the inbound. It'll stay Golden Eagles ball. Kendall Carthart to inbound the ball for the Golden Eagles. She'll get it inbounded to Heater. Over to Harshman. Back over to Heater. Heater's going to put up a three. No good. Rebounded there by Ella Fries. Ball tipped off Alyssa Cunningham, but it'll stay with the Golden Eagles once again. Carthart to inbound the ball for the Golden Eagles. Wide open, down low, swatted away by Cunningham, down low. That was Ella Frazee down low, but Cunningham, no easy looks. Kurz stops up to Cunningham. Cunningham on the right wing, trying to look down low to Walter, up to Ackland. Ackland's going to put up a three just off the back iron, rebounded by Cunningham. Cunningham back inside. She spins along the baseline, finds Walter down low. She's on the right elbow. Good defense by Frazee. Ball is in a lot of bodies there. Kurz over to Cunningham. Cunningham left wing, moves inside, stop, jumps, no good. Rebounded by Fox, and here comes the Golden Eagles. A little bit of a fast break being started. Finishing off, Daisley Harshman. Harshman up to Kurz. Kurz steals it away, and she has a wide open fast break. Kurz up 4-2. Peyton Kurz scores it. Maryville leads it 6-4. Brinsley Fox. Good defense again by Cunningham at the very top. A little bit of a man-to-man press. Cunningham over to Frazee. Shot put up and good by Heater. Once again, tied up at six. Back-to-back possessions, it seems like, for both these teams. Price is going to step back for three. Just rolls out and rebounded by Ella Frazee. Carthart with the ball at the top of the perimeter. Kurz. Back over to Brinsley Fox. Fox on the left elbow. Fox moves back inside, but a foul as she was trying to move in on Cunningham. That'll be the second foul. And second foul on Cunningham, second team foul for Maryville. And checking in for the Spoofhounds is Grace Steens. Checking out is Cunningham after that second foul. And a timeout called by the officials. We'll take a quick break with them. You're listening to Girls Spoofhound coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. Maryville leads it. Tie game 6-6. We'll be right back right after this.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Coming off the timeout, it'll be Golden Eagles basketball. Tie game at six. Both teams on the offensive side have been doing a great job finding open looks down low in a 6-6 ball game. And we were expecting this as the last time they played each other. 56-37, Bishop LeBlanc won it. But Maryville's built themselves a good squad after those last couple of years since they've lost. In a long time since they've won since 2022, 57-51. So Bishop LeBlanc here with the ball. Ball stolen away by Ackland at the top of the perimeter. Ackland, wide open fast break attempt for a two. It goes. Briley Ackland for two off the fast break, and Maryville leads it 8-6. Brinsley Fox with the ball. Good press coverage there by Maryville. Heater up to Fox at the top. Heater stops. Good defense by Steens. Up to Carthart. Carthart puts a 1-2 step in, but a travel called. She took too many steps going down for the layup. It'll go back to Maryville. Price with the ball, head coach Dale Morley getting his girls set up and hyped up here for this first possession off the timeout. Claire Walter at the top. Walter spins, goes down low. She gets tripped up by her defender. Walter on her knees finds Kurz. Kurz up the top, stops. Ackland for three at the top. It goes for three for Briley Ackland. And Maryville now leads it 11-6. Up to Brinsley Fox. Fox stops along the left elbow. She spins back over to Heater. Heater puts up a nice mid-range shot, and it goes. That was Ella Frazee, my apologies. Ella Frazee for two. 11-8 Maryville lead. Jaylee Price behind the back brings it back up to the top of the perimeter. Price looking for something off the elbow. Won't get it. Claire Walter on the right wing. Moves along the baseline. Walter stops. Tries to find someone stolen away by Frazee, and back comes Bishop LeBlanc off the steal. Brinsley Fox slows down the fast break, trying to get something started a little bit smarter. Claire Heater. Down low to Frazee. Frazee off the front rim, no good. Frazee gets the rebound and a foul called on Claire Walter off a push. Third team foul for Maryville here in the first period. It'll stay Golden Eagle basketball. Checking in for Bishop LeBlanc, that'll be number 11, Leah Pinkelman. And checking in as well, Rylan Conrad. Ball inbounded up to Harshman. Harshman almost got it stolen away by Ackland. Harshman puts up a three off the front rim and rebounded by Price. And Price getting a fast break started for Maryville. Price down low. Puts up a nice left-handed layup attempt, and it rolls in for Jaylee Price. 13-8. Maryville leads it with 2 minutes to play here in the first. Carthart with the ball. Brings a pass half court. Maryville tenacious defense to start it up there off the inbound. Connard on the left wing. Down low, swatted away by Walter. Connard gets trapped by Price on the left wing. Dishes it out to Harshman on the top wing. Harshman looking for something down low. Good closeout defense by Walter. Back up to Harshman. Harshman moves down low. Nice left-handed approach. No good. Rebounded by Frazee. Won't go. Rebounded Pinkelman. Back up to Harshman on the left wing. Good defense by Maryville keeping up with the ball. Bishop LeBlanc playing fast. Pinkelman stops. Down low to Frazee, who finds herself wide open. Missed. Ball swatted around. Ball tipped around. And it's rebounded by Steams. And Price gets it off the rebound. And Price is going to be running down to the court. Finds Walter wide open down low. Swatted away by Frazee. Good pickup there. Finding Walter open. Swats it out of bounds. And checking in for Maryville, Annie Sparks checking out Claire Walter. Kerr's inbound the ball for Maryville. Kerr's going to have to get something out. And a five-second call as she took a little bit too long to get that ball inbounded. It'll go back to Bishop LeBlanc. Maryville again leads it 13-8 with a minute 12 to play here in the first. Ball inbounded, stolen away by Ackland. Down to Kurz. Kurz wide open inside. Count the basket and one. Kurz will go to the line for one off the make. And a foul on Maya Acosta, who just checked in on the inbound there. In a 15-8 lead, a chance to make it 16-8 with Kurz at the line. Timeout. Bishop LeBlanc off the foul in the and one. Maryville on a little bit of a run here. 15-8. They lead it with a minute 10 here in the first. And you're listening to Girls Spoofhound basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We're going to take a quick break with them. We'll be right back after this.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
And back inside Maryville High School, Maryville leads it 15-8 with a minute 10 to go. Peyton Kurz finds herself at the line for one shot off the and one basket. Hoping to make it a three-point play for the Spoofhounds. Kurz free throws up, just rolls out, but swatted and rebounded by Sparks. Sparks puts up a two-point attempt, no good. Ball tipped around. A lot of avalanche of bodies down low. Ackland finds it, and the Golden Eagles are going to get a hand on it. It'll force a jump ball, and it'll go back to the Golden Eagles. My apologies, not a jump ball. That'll be a foul on Grace Giles. Kurz inbounded up to Price on the left wing. Price up to Steens at the top. Steens fires it over to Ackland on the left block. Ackland up to Kurz. Kurz, and a jump ball is going to be called. Nice job by Harshman to get her hands in there. Kurz was looking for the foul there, but jump ball called. Golden Eagles basketball. Golden Eagles to inbound it. up to Claire Heater. Heater crosses over left, back between the legs, right. Price gets the ball loose. Price trying to fall on the ball. Heater. Price gets her hands on it, and another jump ball brings the ball back to the Spoofhounds. And Jaylee Price, nice job to get the hands on the ball off the tipped. Getting a possession back for Maryville. Kurz again to inbound it. Kurz up to Price. Price moves along the baseline. Stops. Puts up a jump shot. No good. Rebound by Harshman. Golden Eagles have 35 seconds to get down the court. Grace Giles. Giles dances around. Up to Heater. Heater fakes the shot. Moves down low. Fader away. No good off the front of the off the backboard. Up to Giles. Giles puts up a two-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Steens. Steens gets double-teamed, trapped, and a foul called on Claire Heater off the rebound. It'll stay with Maryville, and that'll be Bishop LeBlanc's fourth team foul here in the first. Price with the ball for the Spoofhounds, slowing down the tempo a little bit with 15 seconds to go before the end of the first. Price is going to stop, let a back down screen happen. Sparks is going to come off the screen. Sparks has an open three off the screen. Great play design, no good. Kurz rebounds it and puts it in for two. And at the end of the first, Peyton Kurz gets a basket off the rebound and a tip-in. And Maryville leads it 17-8. Great first half finish. They went back and forth. They had a 6-6 tie. And Maryville ran away with it, getting good turnovers and forcing great shots on their end. And now they lead it 17-8 against Bishop LeBlanc. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with second quarter coverage here for girls Spoofhound basketball. You're listening to Spoofhound basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. We'll be right back after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
And back inside Maryville High School for the start of the second quarter. 8 minutes set on the clock. Maryville leads it 17-8 in helps of Jaylee Price, Claire Walter. Riley Acklin getting a couple good shots there in the first quarter as well. And, of course, Peyton Kurz getting the last second tip in before the buzzer, extending the lead to 9. It'll be Golden Eagles basketball at the start of the second. Carthart to inbound it. Up to Harshman. Harshman. Half-court press by Acklin. Harshman's going to move all the way left to the left wing, and it's going to be swatted away by Acklin. Acklin has a wide-open fast-break layup attempt. She puts up a right-hand shot. No good. Ball tipped around down low, and Harshman comes away with it. Harshman starting the fast-break of her own. She's probably going to stop. Double-teamed. Up to Frazee. Mid-range shot. No good. Kurz rebounds it. Kurz sprinting down the court. She's fast. Loses her dribble a little bit, but she's on the right block. She's going to bring it back to the top. Up to Steens. Steens can't fully get it. Up at the top. Good defense by Frazee. Up to Kurz. Kurz over to Acklin. Acklin on the left block. Over to Price. Price on the left wing. Back over to Sparks. Back to Kurz on the right. She's going to go along the baseline. Back up to Acklin. Acklin puts up a three. It goes for Acklin. Her second three of the night. Second of the first half. And Maryville leads it 20-8. In the first minute, Maryville gets a three-pointer to start it. Brinsley Fox. Fox down low to Heater. Back to Harshman. Harshman down low to Frazee. Frazee, nice rebound. Gets her own shot. No good again. And rebounded again by Maryville. Price on the right side. Pushing the ball down court. Up to Acklin. Acklin over to Steens. Steens has a little bit of a shot on the left block. Won't take it. Maryville working the ball around the perimeter. Price up to Acklin, over to Steens on the left block. Still along the perimeter. Kurz moves it down low. Ball tipped around, stolen away by the Golden Eagles. A double-team press, and now the Golden Eagles are having themselves a fast break attempt. Up to Harshman. Harshman's going to stop, put up a three. Off the front rim, no good. Ball tipped around down low, and a jump ball called as Kurz got a hand on it. It'll go back to Maryville. Checking in back for the Spoofhounds, Claire Walter. Kurz with the ball. 6 minutes to play here in the second. Ackle on the right block. Goes down low to Sparks. Sparks couldn't reel it in. It'll go off the hands and go out of bounds, going back to the Golden Eagles. And checking back in for the Golden Eagles, Maya Acosta. Checking out Daisy Harshman. Golden Eagles ball on the baseline. Trying to look for something. Over to Frazee. Frazee finds Heater cutting down the court off the fast break. She's going to stop, bring it back to slow down that tempo. Heater over to Fox. Over to Acosta on the left block. Acosta moves along the baseline. Stopped by Acklin. Acosta stopped. Stolen away by Acklin and forced down to the ground. Trying to hold the ball. And a jump ball called. It'll stay with the Golden Eagles. Maryville still commanding that 12-point lead here with 5:40 to play here in the second. Golden Eagles to inbound the ball up to Frazee at the top. Frazee moves along the left. Swings it around to Fox. Over to Carthart. Carthart. Back over to Heater. Heater. Back over to Carthart. She throws it down low off the hands of the Golden Eagles down low. It'll go back to Maryville. And checking in for the first time for the Spoofhounds is Cora Groh. Checking out Briley Acklin. Jaylee Price bringing it down for the Hounds. Kurz stops along. Sparks fakes the three on the right wing. Up to Groh. Moved along the perimeter once again. Groh over to Price. Back over to Kurz on the left. Kurz stops, goes right. Stops again. Finds Sparks for three at the top. No good off the back iron. Rebounded Kurz. Kurz up to Groh. Groh back over to Kurz at the top left. Fires it over to Sparks along the right side of the perimeter. Over to Groh. Back to Price. Price fakes the three. She'll move inside. Puts up a nice 5-foot shot. Off the backboard and in for Jaylee Price. 22-8. Maryville leads it. Daisy Harshman bringing it for the Golden Eagles. Harshman stops at the top. Good defense by Walter. Trying to force a turnover at the top. Won't happen. Over to Brinsley Fox. Fox over to Frazee. Frazee down to Carthart down low. And Carthart scores a 2-point basket for the Golden Eagles. Brings it back to 12 points. Maryville leads it. Price stops over to Walter along the left block. Walters puts the shoulder in. Won't go. And it's stolen away by Carthart. And Carthart, wide open layup attempt. It goes. Count the basket on the shooting foul by Cora Groh. And that'll send the Golden Eagles to the line for one. Kendall Carthart shooting free throws for one. Now just a 10-point lead for Maryville, trying to bring it within single digits. Carthart shot no good. Rebounded Walter. Walter trying to find someone and gets it to Price. 10-point lead now for Maryville. Jaylee Price stops at the left side of the perimeter. Up to Walter. Walter back to Groh. Groh on the left side, down to Sparks. Sparks up to Kurz. Kurz fakes the three, moves along the baseline. Floater shot down low, just rolls off, but rebounded by Kurz. Up to Price. Price fakes her three. She'll get it out to Sparks on the left wing. Sparks for three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebounded down low by Ella Frazee. Frazee pushing the ball down court. She's going to stop. Trying to find something up top. Up to Brainsley Fox. Over to Heater. Heater on the left side. Finds Harshman cutting. Harshman puts up a shot and a foul called again by Cora Groh, and that'll send Harshman to the line for two shots. That'll the foul be called on Annie Sparks. Harshman to the line for two. First shot, no good. Coming back in for the Spoofhounds, Briley Acklin checking off Annie Sparks. Harshman, missed her first. Second shot, good. Jaylee Price bringing it up past half court to Walter on the right side. Walter shaking off the defense. Kurz moves right, goes down low. Kurz puts up a wacky layup attempt, won't go. And off the hands of the Golden Eagles, it'll stay with Maryville. Peyton Kurz had a weird look there for two, had to wind herself around a defense body. Puts up the shot, no good, but it'll stay with Maryville. And Kurz is going to inbound that ball. 22-13, Maryville leads it with 3:21 in the second. Once again, I'm Jackson Phelps. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of Girls Spoofhound Basketball. Peyton Kurz is going to fire it up to Acklin on the top. Acklin steps back up to Walter. Walter trying to find something down low. She's going to spin up to Kurz once again on the right block. Kurz brings it back. Walter finds Cora Groh cutting. Cora Groh puts up a two-point attempt, misses the rim, and it'll be rebounded by Harshman. Harshman up to Carthart. Winding around the perimeter. Frazee fakes the three up to Harshman. Harshman. Good defense by Kurz, and she'll get the foul called on the touch. And that'll be the third team foul for Maryville. Stays with the Golden Eagles. Checking back in for Bishop LeBlanc, Claire Heater checking off. Leah Pinkelman. Thirty-second timeout called. We'll take one with them. You're listening to Girls Spoofhound Basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Public Media app and the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MaryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
And off the timeout, it will stay Golden Eagles basketball. Maryville lead this one 22-13 against conference opponent Bishop LeBlanc, the Golden Eagles, with 2:54 to play here in the second. Kendall Carthart up to Harshman. Harshman bringing it past half court. She's going to cross over left, moves down. Harshman trying to find someone, stolen away by Groh down low as no one was there off the pass. Trying to find a screen pass there. Price is going to fire it up to Kurz. Walter double team down low. Walter finds Jaylee Price wide open. Good look. And Jaylee Price is going to score it. 24-13, the lead off the assist from Claire Walter. Ball fired up, tipped around, and Price is going to steal it away off the inbound. Price up to Kurz. Kurz up to Walter. Walter up to Acklin, over to Price. Price is going to put up a three. She's on fire! And Jaylee Price for three. Five straight points from her in the last 20 seconds. To Harshman. Harshman gets a fast break attempt. Harshman puts the shoulder in. Good defense by Acklin. Gets the rebound, puts up a shot, and a foul called on the shot from Brensley Fox. And that'll send her to the line for two shots. It'll be Cora Groh's second, fourth team foul for Maryville. 2:03 to play in the second. Brensley Fox for two. First free throw's good, making the score 27-14, Maryville. Checking back in for the Spoofhounds, Grace Steens checking off as Cora Groh. Brensley Fox, 2-for-2 at the line, 27-15 now. The Spoofhounds lead it with under 2 minutes to play here. In the second, it's Jaylee Price. Commanding the ball, five straight points from her for the Spoofhounds. Kurz up to Steens along the top. Walter dancing around, up to Acklin, over to Kurz down low, finds Steens along the baseline. Steens stops, dancing around against the defender. Kurz gets it along the right baseline, finds Walter down low. Walter puts up a shot, and it almost falls. But Claire Walter will go to the line for two shots on the closeout defense. A little bit too harsh there, and Walter finds herself at the line. Bishop LeBlanc's first foul here in the second quarter. Pretty impressive, a very clean first second quarter for them. Walter's first shot is good. Walter's second shot just rolls off the top rim. Ball swatted away. Finds it to Price. Price is going to put up another three. You bet! Jaylee Price, another three. And 8 points for her in the last minute for the Spoofhounds. Down low. Bishop LeBlanc puts up a wonky three. Won't go. Ball on the ground. Jump ball called. And it'll go back to Maryville. And Maryville's on fire here in the first half. Price with the ball on fire so far here. See if she can end out the first half with another score for the Spoofhounds. Steens gets it down to Acklin. Acklin cannot draw the ball in, and it'll go off the Golden Eagles. It'll stay with Maryville. And it'll actually be a foul after the talks. Not out of bounds. It'll be on Briley Acklin as she tried to go back for the ball. Must have got a hand on the defender. It'll go back to the Golden Eagles. Once again, Maryville leads at 31-15 with a minute 8, and that'll put Bishop LeBlonde at the line for 1-1s after their fifth foul. Brinsley Fox first free throw is good. 3 for 3 so far. Fox second is good. 4 for 4 from her. 31-17. Fires it down to Kurz from Price. Kurz puts up a 3 of her own. Rolls out. Rebounded Walter. Walter down low. A lot of bodies down there. Acklin over to Price on the left block. Price brings it back up top. Over to Kurz on the right. Back to Steens on the right wing. Stings up to Walter. Walter's going to put up a 3. Why not? Claire Walter for 3. 34-17, Maryville leads it. Fox down low. Frazee gets a nice open look for 2, and she scores it. 35 seconds here in the second quarter. Price trying to get something working for the Spoofhounds off the Claire Walter 3. It's a Kurz on the right block. Dances around, she's going to move right inside. Back up to Steen's right wing. Acklin fires it over to Price. Price is going to move, and a timeout called by Del Morley. The shot won't count. 30-second timeout. We're going to take a quick one with them. You're listening to Spoof Hound basketball coverage off of Jaylee Price and Claire Walter. Spoof Hounds lead at 34-19. We'll be right back after this.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at hy-vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And off the timeout, it'll stay Maryville basketball with 21.7 on the clock in the second. Kurz inbound it. Kurz up to Acklin on the top wing. 20 seconds. Good defense by Bishop LeBlanc so far, not letting Acklin go anywhere. Finds Kurz cutting. She gets stopped, triple teamed. 3-2 zone defense. Steens is going to find herself open. Won't take the shot. Steens, 8 seconds. Acklin to Kurz with 5. Kurz moves down low. Kurz, floater shot, and a foul called on the shot. And Kurz will go to the line for 2. With 3.1 on the clock, won't give Bishop LeBlanc much time to get a shot off before half. Foul called on Ella Frazee. Second team foul in the half. Kurz first free throw is good. Kurz second free throw, she goes 2 for 2 at the line, and with 3.1 to play, fires a half court shot, will not go. From Harshman, and at halftime, Maryville leads at 36-19, and what a first half that we have gotten from both of these teams. Harshman, Carthart leading the way for Bishop LeBlanc. We'll get scoring totals after the first break. Maryville with Jaylee Price, Claire Walters, Briley Acklin, everyone doing their part to get the first half lead. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some halftime coverage here. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. Maryville, again, leads it 36-19. We'll be right back after these messages.
comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
And welcome back into Maryville High School. Coming off of the halftime, Maryville leads at 36-19 currently. 9 minutes on the clock exact. We'll have some halftime coverage for you here. Once again, at the start of the broadcast, Maryville has not beaten Bishop LeBlanc since January 20th of 2022. When Maryville won that 57-51. Bishop LeBlanc won last year's matchup 56-37. So both these teams are familiar with beating each other, the all-time series. Maryville leads it 18-12. So you got to have both these teams. They know each other very well in conference matchups. It's just what happens here in the MEC in a tough matchup once again as Maryville leads it 36-19. And with some scoring totals right now, the leader with points is Jaylee Price with 12. Riley Acklin has herself with 8 points as well. On Bishop LeBlanc's side, leading scorer on their way is Kendall Carthart with 6, Ella Frazee with 4, and Brinsley Fox with 4 as well. Looks like the bottom half of the scoreboard on my photo did not show up all the way, but that is, I know who the scoring leaders are for both teams as well. So both teams knowing who their players are. Jaylee Price had herself 8 points in the first minute and a half, in the last minute and a half as well in the second quarter. My apologies. She had 8 points and she was on fire. 2 threes and a wide open layup attempt. And the ball movement by Maryville so far in the first half has been tremendous. Moving the ball around the perimeter like they have been all year long. But that frees up that defense, especially with Bishop LeBlanc. They came in here with a zone defense. Looks like a 3-2 front up top, leaving two down low. Maryville was able to free that and find some players along the baseline, getting easy shots. And off the fast break, Maryville has been so good. Riley Acklin finding herself 2 fast break layups as well. So Maryville doing a great job controlling their tempo. Bishop LeBlanc just needs to find themselves on the offensive side of the ball. They started the game out great. Tie game 6-6 to start the first, but after that moment, Maryville just had it all the way in the first half. And Bishop LeBlanc's going to have to find a really hard challenge to come out of the timeout, to halftime timeout, to come out here and put up a tough run against Maryville, as their defense and offense is playing tremendous. So a lot can happen here. We'll be right back with more halftime coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. You're listening to Girls Spoofhound coverage here. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina in Lando Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
And welcome back inside Maryville High School for some more halftime coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Jackson Phelps. Maryville leads at 36-19 to start the third on Jaylee Price. 12 points for her. She leads the team here in the first half. And on Bishop LeBlanc's side, Kendall Carthart with six as well. Bishop LeBlanc spreading the ball out a lot. Most of their players with only 6 or 4 points as well. So, but here on Maryville, you got your players, Briley Acklin and Jaylee Price, both doing their thing to get this lead up this high. Like I mentioned before, at one point in this game, it was 6-6 to start it in the first 2 minutes, and Maryville ran away with it. 36-19, they lead it. Once again here, it's going to start the second half in just a couple of minutes. But just for another update here, at for halftime, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back for the start of the second half here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for the Spoof Hounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank, located at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support is also provided by Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
And welcome back inside Maryville High School. 40 seconds on the clock to start the third quarter. Maryville leads it 36-19 against conference matchup Bishop LeBlanc, the Golden Eagles. Bishop LeBlanc won last year's matchup, like we've been mentioning, 56-37 pretty handily, but looks like Maryville has their way here to start the second half, and we'll see if they can continue that momentum here to start it. It'll be Bishop LeBlanc's ball here to start it. 8 minutes set on the clock in the third. It'll be the Golden Eagles. It'll get inbounded up to Fox. Fox is going to go left on Cunningham. She gets it over to Harshman. Harshman's going to put up a three of her own to get it started. No good. Rebounded by Price. Price trying to get something fast, start it fast. Price, Euro step in the lane, swatted away and stolen away by Claire Heater. No foul called there, a lot of contact, but ends up going to the Golden Eagles. Up to Fox. Fox puts up a layup of her own, and it's tipped around and out of bounds. Off of Jaylee Price, it'll stay with the Golden Eagles. Inbounded up to Frazee. Frazee over to Fox. Fox goes left down low. Gets a wide open layup attempt. Won't go. Frazee gets the rebound. Stops. Triple teamed. Gets it back up to Carthart. Over to Fox. Back over to Harshman. Harshman stops. Back over to Heater. Heater moves right. Heater stops. Trying to get something off before she gets called for a second foul. Over to Carthart. Back over to Fox on the right block. Ella Frazee on the top. Back to Carthart down low. Carthart puts up a nice right-handed shot. No good. Ball tipped around. Got it by Peyton Kurz. She gets the rebound. Kurz is going to stop and brings it back. Price over to Cunningham on the left wing. Cunningham stops pretty quickly on the left. Cunningham fires it all the way over to Acklin. A little bit too much on the pass. Looking a little bit like Mahomes there. It'll go out of bounds. And it'll go back to the Golden Eagles. My apologies to all the local listeners. That's going to look like Josh Allen, hopefully, but it'll be Golden Eagles basketball. Fox loses the ball. Ball taken away by Kurz. Kurz is going to go down low. Kurz, a lot of contact down low. Won't get the foul and rebounded by Frazee. Frazee fires it up to Harshman. Harshman crosses over left. Harshman pushing it down low. Over to Fox. One more pass down low to Carthart. Carthart, left-hand layup attempt won't go. Cunningham the rebound. Maryville trying to get something started on the offensive side. Jaylee Price at the top. Back to Cunningham. Cunningham puts up a three. It goes! Don't mind the turnover from her. She gets it right back with a three. And Maryville with a 20-point lead, 39-19. Down low to Frazee. Frazee, wide open layup attempt. Found herself cutting. Good look there from Fox. 39-21. Jaylee Price. Walter on the left block, up to Cunningham on the top. Swings it over to Kurz, back to Acklin. Acklin for three, won't go. Rebound swatted away, tipped around, and goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Maryville, goes off the hands of Frazee. Kurz inbounded for the Hounds. Kurz down low to Cunningham. Cunningham on the elbow. Tries to find Kurz down low, swatted down low. Kurz won't get the ball. It'll be stolen away by the Golden Eagles. Lindsay Fox with the ball. Good defense there by Kurz. And she swats the ball away. She gets the steal right back. Kurz crosses over. Kurz wide open layup attempt. She's going to put it up and goes. Good job by Kurz off her turnover. Gets it right back and takes it in coast to coast. Daisy Harshman. Topped at the top. Over to Heater on the right block. Heater jabs. Back over to Frazee on the right wing. Frazee. Moving around. Back up top to Carthart. Carthart at the top being guarded tightly by Price. Good defense. Carthart moves left. Carthart stops. Back up to Heater. Heater moves down low. Heater wide open layup attempt just off the front rim. Tipped around. Brought right back in by Carthart. Carthart fadeaway jumper off the backboard and in. Ella Cathart there for two on the off the timeout called by Del Morley. We'll take a quick one with him. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. We'll be right back after this.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Coming off the timeout here in Maryville High School, it'll be Spoofhound basketball, 41-23. For everyone just tuning in, I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to Spoofhound coverage here on the Bearcat Public Media app, and it'll be stolen away by Bishop LeBlanc. Once again, Maryville leads at 41-23 with 4:29 left. To Ayla Frazee. Frazee ends it off to Maya Acosta, who just checked in. Claire Heater on the right block. Heater looking down low to Frazee. Frazee stops. She's going to put up a nice right-handed touch. Won't go in. Rebounded by Price. Jaylee Price with the ball. Stops at this top. She finds Claire Walters wide open. Will not hit the layup, and it'll be rebounded by Harshman. Harshman and the Golden Eagles. A little fast break action. Acosta on the left wing. Ella Cathart. Cathart up to Heater. Up to Acosta on the right wing. Ends it around to Harshman. She puts up a three. Off the left iron. Won't go. Rebounded by Claire Walter. 3:47 to play here in the third. Price to Cunningham. Cunningham moves along to baseline. She goes up to Acklin. Acklin puts up a three. Off the left iron. Gets the rebound. It's Peyton Curves. Back up to Acklin. Spoofhound's moving it around the perimeter. Goes down low to Claire Walter. Walter backing down her defender. She puts up a tight little two-hand shot. Will not get it to go and rebounded by Frazee and the Golden Eagles. Up to Cathart. Cathart stops. Jump ball called. No, a foul is going to be called against Peyton Kurz. That'll be the first Maryville team foul here in the third. That'll be Alyssa Cunningham on the foul. Both her and Kurz were close there, and it looks like Cunningham will go away with the foul. Inbounded up to Harshman. Over to Cathart on the right wing. Cathart moves left, goes in the mid-range. Over to Acosta, back to Cathart, moving along the perimeter. Heater fakes the three. She'll take the three. Misses off the far iron, gets rebounded by Acosta. Cathart for two. Cathart just rolls off as well. Rebounded Heater. Heater puts up a shot. She'll get the foul called, and she'll go to the line for two shots. Checking in for the Spoofhounds. Grace Steens. Claire Heater for the line for two shots. 41-23, Spoofhounds lead it. First shot is good. Checking out is Alyssa Cunningham. Back in is Steens. Cathart. It'll be Claire Heater. She goes 2 for 2 at the line. Scores now 41-25. Jaylee Price with the ball with 2:57 here in the third. Gets a screen left from Briley Acklin. Crosses over right along the perimeter. Price up to Acklin. Acklin finds Steens cutting down low. She gets to her. Back up to Price. Back over to Kurz. Kurz moves down low. She gets stopped right away at the mid-range. Finds Cutter. Walter cutting. Will not get it. And that'll be a foul called against the Spoofhounds. It'll stay with the Golden Eagles. Off the rebound. Grace Steens picks up that foul. Third team foul here for Maryville. And bounce it up to Claire Heater. Up to Harshman. Harshman pushing it down on the fast break. Harshman stopped. Good defense there by Maryville. Has to put a pass behind her. Shot is going to be put up there by Ella Frazee. She's going to draw the foul and go to the line for two shots. And that's what Bishop LeBlanc's going to have to do the whole game, trying to get down low, draw those fouls, and keep shooting free throws. That's the best chance you're going to get to slow down Maryville, and they're doing just that right here at the end of the third quarter. Frazee's first shot is good. 41-26, Maryville leads it. Frazee's second shot at the line, just off the back iron, rebounded Steens. Price up to Kurz. Kurz is going to stop. She's going to take the three. She's going to go down low. Gets a nice shot, blocked away by Frazee, and a foul on that. A little bit of a late call there, but that'll send Kurz to the line for two shots. Kerr shoots two here. Her first free throw just rolls out. No good. Still 41-26 lead. 2:21 to play here in the third. Kerr's second shot is good at the line. 42-26. Timeout called. Bishop LeBlanc. 2:21 to play here in the third. 42-26. Maryville leads it. We're going to take a quick break with them. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network. In the Bearcat Public Media app, I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
And back inside Maryville High School off the timeout, it'll be Bishop LeBlanc basketball with 2:21 to play. Maryville leads at 42-26 and bounds it up to Claire Heater. Up to Acosta. They're moving down the ball with ball movement down on the half court. Acosta can't keep her dribble, loses it. Swatted by Steens, keeps it alive for the Golden Eagles. Harshman moving along the perimeter. Harshman moves left. Spins down low, puts up a right-handed shot. No good off the right iron. Ball tipped around, rebounded by Acosta. Costa on the right wing for the Golden Eagles. She's going to try to move along the baseline. Stopped by Steens. Double team quickly. Stolen away by Acklin. Acklin, ball's on the ground. Finds Steens. That is Jaylee Price down low. And Jaylee Price scores the basket off the Briley Acklin assist. 44-26. Maryville leads it. They're cruising along here in the third. Up to Harshman. Harshman shrugs left. Right-handed floater. No good. Rebounded by Acklin. Price with the ball. She's going to move it up to Kurz. Kurz, left-hand layup attempt, and it goes. Good find by Price and good cut by Kurz. Score the basket. Acosta moving the ball past half court for the Golden Eagles. Going to stop. Steens knocks it away. It'll stay with the Golden Eagles. Checking in for Bishop LeBlanc, Brensley Fox checking out. Claire Heater. Checking in for the Spoofhounds, Annie Sparks coming off, Briley Acklin. Inbounded up to Ella Frazee, Cathart. Cathart moves along the baseline, up to Fox at the top. Fox trying to find Frazee down low, she's going to try and dish it, will not, up to Cathart. Cathart stops at the top. It's going to be a foul on Claire Walter down low. Might have been a push. That'll be Maryville's fifth team foul. And that should send Bishop LeBlanc. Bishop LeBlanc to the free throw line because that is five team fouls. And, yep, they're going to get that right. And that'll be a 1-1 free throw for Ella Frazee. Still a 20-point lead for Maryville with under a minute to play at 58.7. First free throw, no good, just rolls out for Frazee. Frazee second 0 for 2 at the line, rebounded Steens. Up to Sparks, up to Kurz at the left. Kurz stops, fakes the three. She's going to go down low. Nice job by Kurz. Inside for two. Fakes the three. Got her defender jumping. Found separation and took it for two. Good job, Peyton Kurz. Up to Harshman. Harshman finds Acosta down low. Good 1-2-3 offense. Three-man weave is what they call it in the old high school practices. Bishop LeBlanc scores at 48-28. 30 seconds on the clock. Price with the ball. Spoofhounds yet another offensive possession here. Price steps back, crosses over right. Honor defender Acosta. Price goes left, trying to get a screen. Downward screen, double screen for Kurz. Walter kicks it. Walter swatted away, stolen away. Kurz gets the ball. Kurz is going to go down low and a hold. Called against Brinsley Fox. That'll be the second team foul for Bishop LeBlanc. It'll stay Maryville basketball. .3 on the clock here in the third. Over to Steens. Steens up to Price. Price can't get it. 10 seconds on the clock. Price down low. Nice pass to Kurz. Kurz finishes the pass. And a score for Peyton Kurz. Back-to-back baskets. 2 seconds. Frazee for half court. Won't go. And Jaylee Price and Peyton Kurz on a wavelength right now with each other. Good passing. Great scoring from both of them to end out the third quarter. Maryville leads it 50-28, and unlike last time when Bishop LeBlanc won last year's matchup 56-37, it's looking that way for Maryville so far. But we'll have the fourth quarter coverage here inside Maryville High School. I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball coverage on Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. We'll be right back after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
And coming off the third quarter ending timeout with 8 minutes on the clock. Fourth quarter is about to start here for the Maryville Spoofhounds. They lead it 50-28 against conference opponent Bishop LeBlanc. Once again, I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to Spoofhound coverage on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. It'll be a Spoofhound basketball as they won the tip-off at the start of the game. They get the ball at the fourth. Whistle in. Kurz to inbound it. She's going to get it up to Jaylee Price on the right wing. Price is going to move along the baseline. Price up to Annie Sparks. Sparks back to Price at the top. Price up to Claire Walter. Find Sparks who cut along the baseline. A double cut to Steens. Steens puts up a shot and it goes. Good double baseline passes there by Maryville. And they find the score from Grace Steens. Harshman, a foul on the offensive side. It'll go back to Maryville. Checking out Grace Steens coming in for the Spoofhounds, Cora Groh. To Groh on the left block. Back over to Kurz. Back to Sparks. We'll move along the perimeter once again. It'll be Claire Walter for three. 2 for 2, Claire Walter at the three-point line. Claire Walter finds herself her second three-pointer. 55-28, Maryville leads it. Moving down low. Fox finds Frazee down low. Frazee puts up a two-point basket and scores it. Good find by Fox to Frazee, 55-30. Price with the ball for the Spoofhounds. Price stops at the left block of the key. Gets a left screen from Walter. Trying to find her down low. Gets stopped by Cathart. Walter moves along the baseline. Walter swatted away and stolen away by Claire Heater. Heater gets it up to Fox. Fox over to Cathart. Cathart over to Fox at the top. She finds Harshman. Harshman moves around the double screen there. Won't go. Rebounded by Annie Sparks. Price all the way up to Kurz. Kurz finds Groh, and what a job and a steal there. And Sparks gets swatted. No call there. Price with the ball. Gets it at the top. Sparks back to Groh. Groh wide open for three. Won't take it. Sparks looking for three. She'll move down low. Sparks. And that'll be a double, and it'll be a jump ball as they got on top of it, and it'll go back to the Golden Eagles. Checking back in, Grace Steens checking out Claire Walter. It'll be Kendall Cathart moving the ball up. Harshman. Harshman with the ball at the top. She finds over to Cathart. Cathart good, guarded tightly by Kurz, one of the most tenacious defenders in the MEC, and she gets the steal in a wide-open fast break attempt for Kurz. She stops, puts up the shot, and in. Too easy for Peyton Kurz on the defense in a coast-to-coast finish. 57-35, 45 to play here in the fourth. Maryville leads it. Back-to-back conference wins likely looking for Maryville, and that is huge to start the month of January. Inside, Cathart, rebound Price. She missed her layup. And Price bringing it down for the Hounds. Price stops on the left wing. She's going to move it down low in a timeout called by head coach Del Morley. Maryville leads it 57-30. We're going to take a quick timeout with them. You're listening to Spoof Hound coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464. Or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Off the timeout, it'll be Maryville basketball. Checking in for the Spoof Hounds off the timeout, Briley Ackland. Kurz checks out. Sparks up to Ackland at the top. Moves around the perimeter. Sparks takes a three. She'll move inside. Back up to Price at the top. Tightly by Cathart, and she'll get the foul called. It'll stay Maryville basketball. First team foul for Bishop the Blonde, and that's Cathart's first foul for her. Price with the ball at the top. Price down low to Annie Sparks. Sparks cutting his Price. Price up at the top for three. It'll go off the left, and it'll be rebounded by Harshman. Harshman moving the ball down. Puts up a layup attempt, coast-to-coast finish for Daisy Harshman, the senior. 57-32. Maryville still leads at 4:45. Price crosses over behind the back, brings it back up to the top. Ackland over to Groh. Back to Steens. Steens getting guarded tightly by Heater. Over to Groh on the left. Back over to Steens. Steens trying to move the ball along the perimeter. Over to Sparks again. Back over to Groh. Groh stops. Back over to Price. Price over to Sparks. Sparks puts up a three. No good. Rebounded by Heater. Back up to Harshman. Harshman trying to get a fast break started. In and out. Back up to Heater. Heater moves down low. Gets a nice layup attempt, and it goes off the glass. 4-0 run here by Bishop LeBlanc, 57-34 with 4 minutes left in the fourth. Price stops it. Ackland over to Groh on the left wing. Groh moving along the perimeter to Steens. Up to Ackland. Ackland over to Price. Price stops. She's going to move down low. Jump stop. Foul called on the shot. Price, good job getting separation on the jump stop, and she'll put up her shot and go to the line for two. It's not going to be a shooting foul. And checking out in for Jaylee Price is her sister, Jade Price. Jaylee Price, heck of a game today, leading scorer. Core Groh to inbound it for the Hounds. Groh down to Steens. Steens puts up a shot off the inbound, and it goes for two. Good find by Groh, and good score by Steens. 59-34, Maryville leads it. Harshman with the ball, 3:34 to play here in the fourth. Harshman dancing around at the top of the key. She's going to get it off to Heater on the right block. Back over to Cathart. She's going to move to the right elbow. Down to the baseline. Cathart. Looks like a foul is going to be called against Grace Steens there. A little bit of a block along the baseline. That'll be Maryville's first. Checking in for Maryville. Leah Wunderly checking out Briley Acklin. And also checking in for the Spoof Pounds, Mackenzie Bryan checking off Grace Steens. The 322 stolen away by Sparks on the inbound to Jade Price. Moving it around. Annie Sparks up to Cora Groh on the left. Up to Wunderly. Wunderly goes down low. Wunderly puts up a shot. No good. And rebounded by Ella Frazee. Up to Harshman. Up to Cathart. Cathart. Cathart puts up a right-handed shot. No good. Rebounded by the Golden Eagles. Grace Giles stolen away by Jade. Jade Price moves it down. Stops. Up to Sparks. Sparks goes down low, crosses over right, and a jump ball is going to be called. Staines with Maryville. Checking out for Bishop the Blonde, Daisy Harshman. Inbounding at Cora Groh for the Spoof Hounds. Trying to find something down low. Sparks down low. Puts up the shot. Stolen away by Ella Frazee. Frazee up to Giles. Giles puts her shoulder in. Puts up the shot. No good. And a blocking foul called against Jade Price. Checking out for the Golden Eagles, Ella Frazee. It'll stay Golden Eagle basketball along the baseline. Cathart to inbound it. Cathart trying to find somebody open down low. Gets it over to Abby O'Rourke. O'Rourke. Over to Pinkelman. Back over to Giles. Giles. On the right wing. Giles' three is blocked by Jade Price, and it'll stay Golden Eagle basketball. .214 to play. Annie Sparks checks out for the Spoof Hounds. 59-34. Maryville still leads it. Golden Eagles get it up to Pinkelman. Pinkelman stops. Up to Cathart. Cathart brings it up to the right shoulder. Back down to Pinkelman. Back to Cathart. Cathart moves left. She stops at the free throw line. Up to Acosta. Over to O'Rourke. O'Rourke puts up a shot and she gets fouled. And that'll get O'Rourke, the sophomore, two shots at the free throw line. O'Rourke's first free throw shot is good, making the score 59-35. 1:58 to play here in the fourth. Second shot is good from O'Rourke. It'll be Jade Price bringing the ball down for the Hounds. Cora Groh swings it over to Wunderly. Wunderly along the baseline. Wunderly stops. Wunderly gets it up to Mackenzie Bryan. Bryan stolen away. Brought back in by Wunderly. Wunderly goes down low. Wunderly puts up a shot. No good. But Leah Wunderly draws the foul, and she'll go to the line for two shots. 1:38 to play in the fourth. Leah Wunderly at the line for two shots. First shot is good from Wunderly. Wunderly Wunderlich's second rolls in. She goes 2 for 2 at the line. 61-36, Maryville leads it. Full reserves in for both teams in the last minute and a half here in the fourth. Kicks it down to Pinkelman. Pinkelman goes inside, draws the foul. Jade Price picks up that one, and that'll send Pinkelman to the line for two shots. Back-to-back foul possessions for both offenses. Once again, Maryville has not beaten Bishop LeBlanc since January 20th of 2022, where they won 57-51. Bishop LeBlanc won last year's match at 56-37. Pretty similar scores this year, but just on the other side. Maryville leads this one 61-36 in this year's matchup. And a great performance out there by all the starters. Jaylee Price, Claire Walters, Briley Ackland stepping up as well. And a great MEC victory it'll be for Maryville as Jade Price brings it down. Price is going to stop along the left shoulder. And a blocking foul called against Bishop LeBlanc. Actually, that'll be a charging foul called against Jade Price. She put a little bit too much of her shoulder into. And it'll stay Bishop LeBlanc basketball. And that'll be the fifth foul against Maryville. That should put Bishop LeBlanc at the free throw line. LeBlanc with the basketball. O'Rourke gets it over to Acosta. Acosta moves right. She'll go down low. Puts up a right-handed shot and a foul once again. And that'll send Acosta to the line for two shots. A minute 11 on the clock. Acosta's first shot at the line, off the backboard and in. 61-37, Maryville leads it. Acosta's second shot, no good, rebounded by Wunderlich. Wunderlich gets it off, stolen away by Pinkelman. Pinkelman's shot down low, no good. Giles' shot, no good, rebounded Pinkelman. Pinkelman up to O'Rourke. O'Rourke under a minute to play. To Acosta on the right block, over to Giles. Giles on the right wing, Giles moves down low, spins. Another spin down low, puts up a shot. It goes. Grace Giles, good job moving down low, getting the shot. To Jade Price. Price with 42 seconds. They're going to try and move the ball around. Jade Price steps back for three of her own. No good. Rebounded by Giles. Giles with 34 seconds. Loses the ball. Acosta picks it up. Acosta with the ball. Over to Pinkelman. Foul called against Wunderlich. That'll stop the clock at 25.9. And that'll send Pinkelman to the line for 1-1. Pinkelman's first shot is no good, just off the left back iron. Pinkelman at the line for her second. No good off the back. Ball tipped around, rebounded by Pinkelman. Up to O'Rourke. O'Rourke fakes the three, goes over to Giles. Giles on the right, loses the ball. Giles gets it back. Still on the right wing. Trying to get something started. Up to Pinkelman. Pinkelman puts up the shot, no good. That'll be rebounded by Ava Stump. Stump up to Giles. Back up to O'Rourke with five. O'Rourke for three. It goes! And with the time winding down, that'll be the ball game. 61-42. Maryville wins it. Second straight MEC victory. And a great game from both of these teams. Bishop LeBlanc put up a great fight. 61-42 once again is your final score here. Leading scorers, Jaylee Price. We'll get the exact numbers here after this first timeout. But a great win by Maryville nonetheless. 61-42, your final score. We'll be right back with a quick post-game segment here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. And from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the forums serve the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto and homeowners insurance, and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. And from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville, Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade, Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
And welcome back inside Maryville High School. Your final score tonight. Maryville wins it. Scoreboard shut off, but Maryville did win this matchup single-handedly against Bishop LeBlanc, their first win against them since 2022. And in the MEC, that'll improve Maryville's record to 9-6. And two straight MEC victories to start January for them, looking good for the rest of the way down in the month of February, which is the biggest month in high school basketball is what they call it. Getting ready to go down for quarterfinals, state semifinals, state finals, all those things, getting your team ready and equipped for those matchups. It'll be a tough one for Maryville, but they're looking really good here in the MEC to start it here in January. But with that being said, I've been Jackson Phelps tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in for tonight's broadcast. Maryville wins this one against Bishop LeBlanc. We'll be back with more Spoofhound coverage throughout the next couple of weeks. Once again, I'm Jackson Phelps. You've listened to Spoofhound basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. Have a good night, everyone.